be praised. You can sit down for just a second. Stay up here, guys. How many of you love to live in peace? You know, I love peace, and I don't know whether it's because that in my family, my siblings, my sister is 8 years older than me, my brother is 9 years younger. But in our family, we never fussed. We never fought. We never had harsh words. I know that's probably abnormal. It probably is abnormal. You know, we never yelled at each other, screamed at each other. And so I lived in a peaceful environment. And you know, when I am surrounded in an environment that is not peaceful, my soul is just crushed. My soul is just crushed. And I know that Wednesday night, as I was thinking about this night, and you know, I was thinking about all the things that have happened since March. And I don't know whether you realize it or not, but the environment around you has an effect on you. Even though you are resisting against it. And, you know, I was thinking, because, you know, you're constantly resisting fear. You're constantly resisting all these things which we must resist. Constantly resisting all the fussing and fighting that's going on in Facebook. I just quit looking. I didn't want to have to ask for forgiveness for bad attitudes. But literally, you know, on Wednesday night, I was just like, my soul needed restoring. And I thought, you know, I've been a Christian all my life. I've been in church more than I've been in any place else. And so therefore, you know, I don't have to fight some of the battles that you guys. And I'm thinking, if I'm fighting this, how much more others are fighting? And I said, God, give me a word. Give me a word. And as I asked for that, I want us to stand up. The word that he gave me was this song. I want us to sing it.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim
in the light,
in the light of his glory.
Hallelujah.
And grace.
Let's sing it again. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
Hallelujah.
And the things.
And the things.
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
I want us to sing it again. There's healing that's coming to you guys right now. Let's sing it again.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
And the things.
And the things.
Hallelujah. 3:1, starting with the first verse. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all of his glory. You will share in all of his glory. And you know, I thought about the fact that here we're trying to figure out everything ourselves. When there was another song that came to me, and we're not going to sing it. You can relax. It's Andre Crouch. I think he wrote it. Jesus is the answer for the world today. I've got it here. Let me see. I'm not going to have you sing it, really. Above him, there's no other. Do you know it? Well, let's sing it.
Oh, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Guess what? We need to pray for those to find Jesus. For he is the answer. He is the answer to every problem that exists. I'm reminded, and quickly I'll read this and then we're going to start praying, of the great revival in 1857, 58. Times were kind of like they are right now. That revival began with a church hired Jeremy Lamford to reverse the trend of the church attendance, because the church attendance was going down. And he said, despite his visits, church members were listless. So he rented the hall on Fulton Street and advertised prayer meetings. He himself enjoyed close fellowship with the Lord and thought others might too. And America certainly needed prayer. And so Jeremy had hoped for more, but six people responded on September the 23rd, 1857 at lunchtime. He did not moan about the small number who turned out in response to his advertisement. Instead, he knelt with the others in the rented hall in Fulton Street, New York. 2 days later, banks failed. The stock market failed. Within the financial was upheaval. Within 6 months, 10,000 people were gathering daily for prayer in New York City alone. By May, 50,000 had been converted in that city. United prayer meetings began to spread across New England, down the Ohio Valley to Texas, across the West Coast. Much of the United States and Canada was covered by this spirit of intercession fostered in the United prayer meetings. Methodists reported 8,000 conversions in their churches in 1 week. Baptists reported 17,000 conversions. For 2 years, there was an average increase of 10,000 weekly in the membership of churches across America. It is conservatively estimated that out of the total U.S. population of 30 million at the time, at least 1 million people came to Christ in 2 years' time. That is nationwide revival. And it has been prophesied that we at Rhema, you at Rhema, we would have a great part of this last day revival. So tonight we're going to pray for revival, but we're also going to pray that this COVID virus is terminated in the name of Jesus. This demonic thing cannot stop the plan of God. Are you ready to pray? Oh, let's pray. Father, we just come to you now in the name of Jesus. You said that if you, we would pray, that you would hear us, Father. And as we present our request to you, you said, Father, that you would answer our request. Oh, Father, we come to you now. Oh, concerning this COVID virus, in the name of Jesus, I command this virus to be eradicated, to be eradicated. You foul spirit, I take authority over you. Every tentacle must be eradicated in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you said if two or three that are gathered would come in agreement, that it shall be done. Now, Father, there's more than two or three here, and we are coming in agreement. Oh, my, just as we have come into agreement many, many times. And God, you've heard our prayer. And Father, we come into agreement now. We take authority over that fear, that fear, that fear that would grip people. And Dala Brashe, Elibrigon Panzolai, Gamanoli Brado Shelibrakotai.
Hallelujah. As I was praying, the Lord began to deal with me about some things, and I said, well, she's in charge unless she asks me if I have something. See, I'm teaching you a little bit here. You just don't jump up and do something. If a person's in charge, they know the Holy Spirit. If the Lord wants it, she said, do you have something? The Lord, as I was praying, right on, walking back and forth, and I sat down right over there on the steps by that flag, began to pray. And the Lord said, you need to begin to command in the name of Jesus, because of our authority as believers, who we are in Christ. We're praying, but we need to command that all of the evil spirits that are controlling everything that's going on would desist in their operation. They want to destroy. The devil wants to destroy. Kill and destroy is what he said. But we need, remember when Daniel, he prayed, remember the answer was dispatched, but he had to fight with principality and powers and the king of Persia, who he fought with, the spirit of the king of Persia. We need to begin to command, because of what Jesus did on the cross, we need to begin to command in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. The power's in the blood. It's that blood that was set on Calvary's hill. And we need to begin to command it. I was praying. I said, I command every evil spirit that is involved in causing all of this disturbance among us people of different races, I began to command the spirit that of Antichrist is trying to shut down the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know how many of the traveling ministers have not been able to travel and preach the gospel? I wasn't able to do my international trips and minister. See, that's the spirit of Antichrist. He's wanting to shut down everything. And then I'm going to say something else. I might get in trouble for this. I'm going to say it anyway, because God said to me, we need to begin to pray. He said, begin to pray that everyone that sits in an office that's against the things of God, either they will change or they'll be removed. And I didn't think that up. That's what the Spirit of God said to me. It's time that we, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, those of us that are blood bought, blood washed, full of the Holy Spirit, it's time that we stood up and take our authority and take our command and begin to command it in the name of Jesus. I command it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all I got. That's all I got. Hallelujah. Humba sitelebese. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Church, be the church.
Yes. We're going to let the church be the church. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, as I was praying, I kept on seeing these evil spirits that were trying to just, I mean, they knew their time was short. I mean, it was almost like a vision. They knew their time was short, and every time we would pray that they would have to bow, they would have to bow further and further. And I will tell you what, those spirits are being broken. Those spirits are being broken because we are going to be the church. Let the church be the church. You know what? Go ahead.
Let the church be the church, and let the people of God rejoice. Let the church be the church. Let the people of God rejoice. For we have taken our place, and we will rejoice. Let the church be the church. Let the church be the church. Hey, let the church be the church. Let the people rejoice. Let the church be the church. Let the people rejoice. 'Cause we have taken our place, and we will stand in the enemy's face. 'Cause we are the church of God. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Let the church be the church. Let the people rejoice. Let the church.
Let the church be the church.
Let the people.
Let the people rejoice.
We won't let the church
be the church.
Let the people.
Let the people rejoice.
We are the force. Yes, we are. We are the force. Yes, we are. Let the church.
Hey. Let the people rejoice. Let the church be the church.
'Cause we have a voice.
Let the church be the church. Let the people rejoice.
We are the force. Yes, we are. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're the voice.
Hallelujah. We need to scream. Yes, the power of the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. You know, I'm reminded of a testimony that Andre Crouch gave. He was actually invited to sing at this rock concert in the early 60s, and of course, I don't know what goes on, but some of you may know what goes on. And all of a sudden, it was his time, and he thought, oh God, what am I going to do? And he just started doing, you know, arpeggios on that keyboard. And then all of a sudden, he started singing. And he started saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Everything was stone quiet. And he began to sing. I think it was one of his songs. I can't even remember which one he sang. But I'm going to tell you what, there were thousands of kids that were saved during that concert. Because it was the name of Jesus that broke the power of the enemy. Huh? I don't know what he sang, but he sang about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo, I don't know about you, but I'm glad I came. And thank you guys for coming, and thank you guys for hooking up and praying. It's not any fun praying by yourself while everybody else is quiet. I like to hear people pray. You know, I learned to pray from my aunt, and she prayed loud. And I just figured that we need to pray loud so that enemy would hear us pray about him. So I just like to scream at the devil. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, is there anything else? If not anything else, we will see you Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. God bless you. We love you.